Hello.
My name is Sarah. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I am returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Nikeela Stowers.
Good morning, my Nikeela, and thank you for answering. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was looking into trying to see if I'll be able to file for my unemployment. I worked for the post office, but I actually had to resign for the post office right before Christmas time due to the hours changing. And I just was not able to do that. But I was able to find employment with someone that could work with my hours and work my child care situation. That was Amazon. I worked with Amazon, and I end up catching COVID, matter of fact, during the holiday time. And when I caught the COVID, I informed my employer. I went through the process. They knew all about it. And however, I was replaced during my time.
During your time absent. Okay.
Yes,
what's your social?
Social is 416-339-649.
Yes. Okay. All right, Maquila. Will you verify your full name, your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number?
Yes, ma'am. My full name is Maquila Stallworth. Date of birth is May 23rd, 1989. And my mother's maiden name is Wanda Stallworth.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, you asked for my social too?
No, your license.
Oh, my license. Oh, license is 770-9755.
Thank you so much for that information.
You're welcome.
We verified your birthday as May 23, 1989.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, when was your last day at work?
Let me check real quick if you don't mind. I'm trying to go back to the message I sent my employer. That was.
And that won't be the post office. That would be the Amazon.
Right. Yes, ma'am. That was, I believe, my last. I'm so sorry. Put the head is together. Okay, my last day of work would have been. That was January. No, that wasn't January.
Okay, well, why are you looking for that out? I'll go ahead and ask you the other questions. What is your gender, male or female?
Female.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days, yes or no?
No, ma'am. Looks like my last day of employment was on. December the 16th.
2021.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I got an associate's degree.
Okay, 14. Thank you. Let me read this monetary script to you. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card would take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Yes, ma'am, direct deposit.
What bank is that with?
Is Chime qualify for deposits?
Mm-mm.
The Chime banking?
It's not a bank.
Okay. That's okay. I have another bank account.
Let me say this to you.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a traditional bank. A bank that you can walk in and sit down and transact business, or walk up to a teller and transact business. If you can't do that with your bank, the deposit, the ADOL will not put money into any online bank. Because see, when you don't get your money, then you know you don't have an avenue.
Right.
So they deal with only traditional banks.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I got a second account as well too. It's Alabama Credit Union without word.
And that would work.
Okay.
Would that be checking or savings?
It'll be actually the savings. Can I get it deposit and savings instead of my checking?
Mm-hmm. We just have to click which one. That's why I asked checking or savings. If it's savings, I click savings. If it's checking, I click checking. Because
yes, ma'am.
They're going to send it to wherever you want it to go. That's why I always stop and explain to people. Because I know Chimes and all those places have routing numbers and everything. And
right.
Then when you get paid, when they go to put it in the bank and they see it's a Chimes card, they just take the money back. And then you got to try to figure out how you're going to get that changed. And sometimes it takes you weeks to get a hold of somebody who can change it.
You're right. Well, I appreciate you for explaining it to me. Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to do my Alabama Credit Union savings account then.
Okay, good. What's your routing number?
Routing number is 2622-774-19.
262-277-419.
Yes, ma'am. 2622-774-19.
Okay. Yes, that's your 9 number. Now, what is your account number?
The account number would be 0022-474-800.
Now, I'm going to give this back to you in sets of threes. 002-247-4800.
Yes, ma'am.
So there's 2 zeros in the front.
Yes, ma'am. 2 zeros in the front and 2 zeros in the back.
2 zeros in the back. Okay. All right. Laquita, what is your mailing address?
Mailing address is 6755 Victor Road, Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
Thank you. Is your residence address different from the above mailing address, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Has your address changed in the last year, yes or no?
No.
What is a primary telephone number?
Area code 770-990-4971.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we verified your address as 6755 Victor Road, Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Excuse me. These are security statements. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated question. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Faulkner State Community College, Silver Lake College, University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Utah State University, none of the above.
I have. Does it have a year limit on it, maybe? I have attended Faulkner State Community College, but that was back in 2007.
It doesn't matter. They don't. It didn't say year. Which school okay. have you attended? So you attended Faulkner. Okay.
Faulkner State Community College, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is they got a college like that in Mobile?
It's in Bateman, and I think they changed the name from Faulkner to Alabama.
Southern.
Something like that. Yeah.
Southern Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So they advertised on TV. Mm-hmm. It's best kept secret, and they say, you know, our name has changed, and da 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 da. Yeah. And which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? And remember, these are security questions, so the questions will go way back.
Okay.
1990 GMC S15, a 1991 Geo Prism, a 1992 Isuzu pickup, a 1995 Audi A6, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles.
You have
a GMC, Geo Prism, Isuzu pickup truck.
No.
What about an Audi?
No, ma'am.
I wish. Okay. What about the Geo Prism?
Geo Prism. What year was it?
1991.
No.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 257 Old Locally, Ferry Road, 2916 Briarwood Drive, 54 Drew Coat, 66 Kaysen Trace. I've never been associated with any of these.
2916 Briarwood.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
These are regular UC questions. The answers are yes or no.
Okay.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employee that was not military or federal government in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
Would that be like me being employed with the post office? As I was a mail carrier with them. That question kind of confused me because I am a employee, but someone said we're not federal technically. But I thought we were federal employees when you're employed at the post office.
Let me hold on. Let me see.
Okay.
Let me just ask the question.
Okay.
Then that way we won't have to guess.
Yes, ma'am.
Just let's see. I put the client work for the post office. Is she federal?
Okay.
And then that way we won't have to figure that out. We'll let somebody else figure it out.
I know that's right. It's too early.
Yeah, the big book. Thank you.
Yeah, but what you're doing now, I wouldn't even mind working with you guys. I got background in call center and data entry, and I just, but that's, I never figure out how to actually get employed with you.
Really?
No, ma'am. I was actually lucky when I got employed with the post office. I think it was just because COVID, because it's normally like years before anyone can get with them.
I'm surprised you weren't able to adjust your hours, though.
No, with it being so many people that was out because of COVID and everything, they're really short staffed, so it was very tight room. Trying to get the hours adjusted. Like, I'm working every day, basically, and I have no problem with that, but I got three kids here at the house, and they just couldn't work with it. The hours changed. I was there from sunrise to sundown, basically.
You didn't have anybody in the family that could keep them?
I do now, but when that outburst of the new strand that came out, it was just a bad timing. It was very bad timing. Seems like everyone that could keep them or daycares was closing. It was crazy.
I'm waiting to see you get an answer.
Okay.
I'm going to keep working on these still right there. Until they send me an answer. Okay. We're going to say yes. Then I'm going to read this to you. You have indicated receiving federal or military or out-of-state wages. These wages will not appear on your first monetary determination that you receive. These type of wages will be requested by our agency. Once we receive the wages, they will be added to your claim. And a second monetary determination with these wages added will be mailed to you. Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You said your last day work was December 16, 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me see if they answer me. She didn't answer yet.
Okay.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes.
Think you do your work for yourself, own a business, or you're a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you currently working solo on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Think you how many miles are you going to travel one way to a job?
I'd be actually willing to travel at least 20 at the most, maybe.
I put 20. Okay, what's the lowest hourly wage you would have stepped?
15 an hour.
15? Thank you. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
No.
Did Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What was your job title when you were working?
Delivery driver.
No, for Amazon?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, I left one delivery place.
To another one. That's a job.
Yeah, I love doing my job. It's just that they couldn't work with my hours, and it just, you know, bad timing.
I do understand. Okay. What's the name of your separated employer?
That would be J&J Logistics. JJ&G Logistics is the name of the company.
Okay, we have Kelly Services, Big Bain Enterprises, Alorica, Clients, Doug and others, Universal Wire, and Westfall, Joseph Westfall. None of those?
Joseph Westfall, yeah.
It'll be Joseph.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is your, this is employment details. I need your primary telephone number again.
Okay, area code 770-990-4971.
And then what is their telephone number?
I have, because they're a contractor, I have the supervisor's number. Would that work?
I don't know. They just asked for a number. Oh. The system doesn't tell you which one, but we need a number that we can contact somebody that can say, yeah, she worked here. No, she didn't work here.
Oh, you know what? They do have an office here, I think. Give me just a second and give you their office number. Because the supervisor, he's out on routes, and he normally doesn't even answer his phone. So I have phone number. Oh, I just showed it to me. No. I think I have phone number. I give it. I don't see his phone number. I give you his. His phone number is area code 251-605-0854.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And your employment start date with them?
My employment start date was back in May. Pulling it up. One second.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, yes or no?
No, no, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Why are you no longer working for Amazon?
I was replaced. I terminated basically during my COVID and replaced.
Okay.
My start date was...
May, April?
No, it says August the 25th of 2021, but I don't know.
Okay. August 25, 2021. That's your start date.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's what it has on here.
Okay, now. Oh. What city did you work in?
Mobile. But it says adjusted service date. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at my profile, and it says adjusted service date. And they're also showing me still active. But I don't.
Well, one thing, if you don't print that information out when they take that inactive, when they put inactive, you won't be able to access it. So you may want to go ahead and save it and print it out somewhere.
Okay.
Because after a while, when you're no longer working for a company, they don't let you go back in and pull up information.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hmm. All right, we have to fill out a brief questionnaire as to why you're no longer working. Who was what was the name of the person who informed you that you had been replaced?
I got his first name. I really don't know his last. Brian.
Yes, sir. Brian, B R I A N.
That's correct.
And what was his position?
He's supervisor.
Thank you. What day did he tell you that you were no longer there?
That was on January the 9th.
Oh, I told you. They told you this year.
Right.
January 9th or January, okay.
Yes, January.
Okay, I put 6.
Okay.
I changed it. Sometimes if you're typing the 9 and the 6 are right above the other.
No.
All right, now, what was the final incident that caused your discharge? You were out on COVID and was replaced?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I was out on COVID quarantine and was replaced during my absence. P-S-E-S-E. Thank you. All right, did you commit the act your employer alleges, yes or no?
I'm sorry, I didn't even understand it.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges? Were you absent on quarantine, yes or no?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Had you been warned, the next question is, any prior warning for same or similar act, yes or no?
No.
What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I offered to come back to work, but I was already replaced.
Okay. So when, I got to word this some kind of way, when you were out of quarantine, you called back?
Right. Basically, when I was out on quarantine, it took me 2 days actually to go get tested, but obviously I had already had it. So when I went and got tested, I tested positive. I told the employee because I was actually scheduled to come in the next day, and I went ahead and told him that I was having symptoms. I was going to get tested. Told him when I got tested, I tested positive. And when I told him I tested positive, he told me he needed proof. So I took a picture of my results, and I sent it to him, and I asked him what is there that I need to do next. And he basically told me, go ahead and do my 10-day quarantine. I did my 10-day quarantine, and he actually called me on the last day of me quarantine to ask what was my status. I told him at that moment, you know, I went to go get tested, but I was unable to get tested because the facilities were, like, really packed. So I couldn't go in until that next day after my 10 days was up to get tested, and it did come back negative. However, because I have 3 kids in the home with me, unfortunately, my child ended up getting COVID as well, too. So it extended out my time, and I had to let him know that my child had COVID. But I was able to return back to work. That's when he notified me that he had already given my shift back, shift up to someone else. So I really don't know how to word it. That was on January 19th. I mean, I have messages in my phone. I don't know if that's what my...
Okay, I reported to work, but tested positive. I reported back to work. BAC, back to work. Let me see here. I reported. Oh, Lord, I reported. There you go. I reported back to work. I reported back to work. But then my child tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I know.
COVID doesn't care who it bothers.
No. And then it scared me because he actually had it really bad, and he's not even old enough to receive the vaccine or anything. So we got through it, though. Thank God.
Okay. I reported back to work, but then my child tested positive for COVID, so I had to take 4 days off. We want to explain, to let them know what was going on here.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No. It's my job to type in your message, because this is the way you will be able to express why you're not working. Okay, I reported back to work, but then my child tested positive for COVID, so I had to take more days off. That's it. They understand, because if anybody in the house has it, then everybody has to go into quarantine.
Thank you. And that's exactly what I told them.
Yeah, but they just have to, these jobs have policies.
I know it.
And although many times it breaks their heart to tell you, but they just have to follow the guidelines. They don't have a choice. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to give you your temporary PIN. It's 4989.
All right, 4989. All right, I got it. Did your supervisor, anybody respond back?
She did.
Okay.
They said that since that wasn't your separating employer, I could go ahead and file. So I thought I could. That's why I kept filing, but I didn't want to, hold you up.
I
just want to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your temporary PIN again is 4989. It's the last 2 digits in your Social Security number and the year you were born.
Okay.
Closing statement. You're making me go back to that. Making me go back. You worked under. No, it's making me go back. Let me go back.
Okay.
Because it won't let me file. We'll finish everything. Let me just. Put no there. Just a minute to do. I had to go back and change some things.
No problem.
Now I'm going to see if it lets me go. It did. Okay. This is closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirement effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at https://alabamaworks.alabama.gov/fastnet. And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seek work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week, and next week would be Sunday. Okay. Where's my calendar? Sunday would be the 20th.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision in your claim, when your claim is made. Maquila, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. I thank you so much for being patient with me.
Oh, no. You okay? No problem. That's what we're here for, to help you.
I really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you don't have any questions?
No, ma'am. Just before we end the line, I just want to clarify that my temporary PIN is 4989, and
yes.
I filed my first claim
Sunday,
next Sunday, the 20th.
Right.
Okay. No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Enjoy your day.
You too, as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.